Most valuable thing that I can take away from a military service is I really don't let small things bother me.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to the Grow Clinton Podcast. Grow Clinton is a 501c6 nonprofit economic community development and tourism organization based in Clinton, Iowa. For more information, visit growclinton.com. Again, that's growclinton.com. Now, back to the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Grow Clinton Podcast. That's right. Grow Clinton, a 501c6 nonprofit community economic development and tourism organization located right here along the beautiful banks of the Mississippi River. Jenny, how's it going?
It's good. It's Friday. It's a special day, or we're observing a special day today.
We're observing Veterans Day today, right? Friday, November 10th. Official holiday is tomorrow, Saturday, November 11th. But we had an awesome event last night. I didn't even introduce myself, so people may not know.
You have to, because this is your day.
This is my day. Yeah. So I am Andy Sokolovich, President and CEO of Grow Clinton. And Jenny, go ahead and introduce yourself for our millions of listeners.
Okay, I'm Jenny Holman. I'm the Director of Member and Community Relations.
You almost forgot there.
I did.
You almost forgot your title.
I tripped up.
I know. Whoever came up with these long titles should be beat. No, that was me.
That was you.
I did that. So I apologize.
I have a question, though. Yeah. I have a question. So I saw something online today that said what you can say to a veteran besides thank you for your service. Mm. So as a veteran, what means the most to you to hear?
You know, thank you for your service is common. I get that quite a bit, and I don't mind it.
Yes.
You know, I just, what I do is when I'm walking around and I see somebody, say I'm at the store and they're wearing their service hat, whether they're a Vietnam veteran or Operation Iraqi Freedom or Enduring Freedom or whatever, and they're signifying that they are a veteran, I always just say, you know, hey, thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you for not necessarily, you know, just serving our country. But we said this last night at the Veteran Network event that we'll talk about here in a second. You know, whether you leave your family, you go off to basic training, then you go to an unfamiliar location, mm-hmm. you have a technical school or trade school that you attend, you get a career, you get to your first duty station, maybe you deploy. But the whole time, it's uncomfortable and it's not familiar, especially at the age of 18 if you're going in right after high school. So it is a sacrifice. It's a sacrifice because you're doing something that sometimes people reflect back and say, man, I miss that part of my youth. I didn't go to all those college parties,
right.
And I wasn't out there cheering on the local college team, but you were serving your country.
Right. And I don't think, for someone like me, I, you know, did not go into the military. Whenever I hear your story, I just feel lame, you know, I could have done more, but it's so elusive to me, the idea of what you do when you're there, what you face when you're there. And it's good to actually talk about that because I don't think a lot of people know. And I think people have kind of a romanticized idea of it, still a World War II kind of idea. And I don't know. I like to hear the real story about it.
Yeah.
So tell us about you.
You know, still 2% of the population joined the military. The military is always looking to recruit. I will say, disappointed often when I go and I speak at our local schools and I ask a auditorium full of students, how many of you are considering going into the military?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like crickets.
Ooh,
you hear
wow.
nothing. My generation, now I'm 41. Yeah, 41. My generation, a lot of us graduated and went into the military.
Right.
And the generation before mine, the numbers were even more exaggerated. And they were, and it was people were willing to make a sacrifice and go into the service. And I'm not saying that's what everybody should do. But if you don't have a sense of direction, if you don't have a plan,
right,
and you're looking for something to not only better yourself as a human being, but as a professional, there is nothing better than going into the United States military and serving your country. Because not only do you come out with a skill set,
right,
you come out with increased discipline, you come out with knowledge, respect, but you also come out with what's called, in my era, the post 9/11 GI Bill. Prior to that, it was the Montgomery GI Bill. So if you want to continue your education, you can do it at a massive savings.
That's incredible.
One of the incredible benefits that's given to everybody that serves in the United States military.
And just think about that. The people who go, like, okay, when I went to college at 18, I wanted to party. I wanted that experience.
We all did.
I, you know, I didn't, I didn't necessarily say, hey, I'm going to go in there. I'm going to be disciplined. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Think about when you get out of the military, if you decide to go back into college or something like that, the discipline you have, the focus you have, you know, it's hard for me to fathom everything that you see when you're in the military, whether you're deployed or not. I think that is such an asset to somebody's life.
It's an interesting experience. And last night we were able to break bread, drink a few beers, and celebrate a ton, over 60 veterans.
We have so many here.
Show up for our first ever Clinton County Veteran Network event that we held at the Great Revivalist Brewery here in Clinton, Iowa. We did it really not to celebrate Veterans Day, but mainly just to get the veterans together. Because one of the things that I missed so much from my years of service was the camaraderie.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Because you all experience something. Everybody has a basic training story, or they have a deployment story, or they have a story about, you know, a close friend that they had in the service. And it's tough when you don't, when you're not sitting around others who've experienced that.
Right. You can't relate to... You know, it's nice to find somebody in a crowd that you can relate to.
My wife was blown away when she found out she could not wear makeup and do her hair in basic training as a female. And she's like, I would have, I would not have survived. I don't know what I would have done. I wouldn't have been able to put on eyeliner and get my hair all looking nice and stuff. Yeah. But no, it's a different lifestyle. But today we want to talk to you about not only the Veterans Network, which went extremely well. Again, we're going to be doing that quarterly. So if you're listening to this podcast, and you're saying, hey, I want to get involved in that. I am a veteran, or I know of veterans, or my family member is a veteran. Just hit us up at Grow Clinton. Our number is 242-5702. Again, 242-5702. You can check out our website at growclinton.com. But our last episode, we talked about a great program called the Clinton County Community Student Loan Assistance Program.
Right.
Helping individuals pay back their student loan debt. This program is another attraction tool specifically for veterans known as Home Base Iowa. So it is a veteran relocation incentive program. And we launched this in 2016 in partnership with Clinton County. And what it does is if you are a veteran relocating to our community for the first time, you can qualify for up to $1,500 of home closing cost reimbursement.
Oh my gosh.
As well as if you're coming into our community to interview for a job with a local employer, we'll just say ADM. You're coming in to interview for a job at ADM. You're staying the night in a hotel. You're going out to eat the night before and you incur some expenses, per diem reimbursement of up to $275. So you just bring those receipts into the county auditor's office. You have to be able to accept the position and get hired ultimately. Right. But you just take those receipts into the auditor's office at 1900 North 3rd Street here in Clinton, the Clinton County Auditor, and they will help reimburse your costs and your expenses incurred from coming to Clinton County to interview for that job.
That is amazing. And I mean, do you have to be from out of state, or you can just come from another part of Iowa?
You can come from another part of Iowa.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. You can hop the river from Fulton over to Clinton.
Yeah.
This is a Clinton County specific program. But again, if you're coming into the area, you're a veteran, you can provide your DD-214, which is a proof of military service, $1,500 home closing cost reimbursement. So after you close on your house, you take that form, whatever it is, just proof that you bought a house, up to the Clinton County Auditor's Office, and they then in turn cut you a check for $1,500.
Wow.
To say thank you for your service and thank you for choosing Clinton. Now, attached to this Home Base Iowa program is another program through the state of Iowa known as the Military Homeownership Assistance Grant. Again, it's the Military Homeownership Assistance Grant. If you are buying your first home in the state of Iowa, they will, if the money's available, and this is one thing, we appropriate about $2 million to this program every year, and we quickly race through the funds.
Right,
that's
right
how on. Active it is and how beneficial it is. But if funds are available, there's up to $5,000 that you can receive from the state of Iowa. So you take that $5,000, and then you take the additional $1,500, you can leave a closing with $6,500 that go towards that mortgage. So,
and that's pretty incredible. I mean, when you think about the sacrifice that everybody makes, people that make who go into the military and to come to a community or, you know, into a program where you feel supported. I mean, I can imagine that. Let's say you get out of the, you know, this, you get out of the military, right? And then you have to reacclimate yourself into society and private life and everything like that. It's great to go to a community where you find out that they want you there. They're going to support you in coming here. And I don't know. I just think that's an amazing program.
Yeah, absolutely. And this was a program that the state of Iowa kicked off now probably, going on 7 or 8 years ago. We adopted it. So it must have been 8 years ago. We adopted it quickly just because I was in a position at the time, the Clinton Regional Development Corporation, and I was like, yes, this is exactly what we need. A way to thank veterans for their service and, you know, money talks. And again, it's called Home Base Iowa. Home Base Iowa. The Clinton County benefits are, again, $275 reimbursement for interview expenses incurred for interviewing with a local employer, $1,500 home closing costs reimbursement from Clinton County, and a $5,000 military homeownership assistance grant through the state of Iowa, subject to availability for that $5,000. But what I did is when I bought my home, I actually postponed the closing until the turn of the new fiscal year when there was appropriated funds to support that.
Oh yeah.
And the day of my closing, the mortgage lender brought me the check for $5,000. So that went directly to the principal balance of my loan because I used a VA loan, which didn't require any down payment. So it was extremely beneficial.
Well, anything we can do for our vets, that's what I think. Anything we can do, they give up so much and they do so much for us and we don't see it. And in our everyday life, we might not even realize it, you know, but anything we can do for our vets when they come back home to make them feel, you know, like we appreciate them. I think that's great. And like you said, money talks and why shouldn't it in this case?
So great benefits. If I'll throw this out there, if you're listening to this podcast and you're interested in potentially joining the military, if you know of a high school student that's looking to potentially either go into the service or they're just not feeling like they have a sense of direction, I will always, I will always open up my door to anybody that's interested in military service and tell them about my experience. You know, between myself with 12 years active duty in the United States Air Force, Matt Brook, our city administrator, 25 plus years active duty in the United States Army, our city mayor, active duty United States Air Force and intelligence. Great article about him today in the paper. Again, this recording is the 10th of November, 2023. There's no shortage of resources.
No. Tell me what was the most valuable thing you walked away with from the military? What was the most valuable thing you brought out of there?
The most valuable thing that I can take away from a military service is I really don't let small things bother me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always saying, at least you're not getting shot at, you know? And I say that jokingly and it's somewhat morbid, but if you're familiar with military humor, it is morbid because it's you know, kind of sick because of the stuff that you deal with.
Right.
But you're not getting shot at, right? And I used to there was a woman who worked in this office a long time ago, and I used to tell her that she would get so worked up about little itty bitty things. And I'd say, you're not getting shot at. Calm down.
Yep.
There is nothing that is that monumental of a problem or an issue that you can't just go to bed that night, sleep tight, wake up, and solve it the next day.
And think of that advice.
Nothing like that really happens in our line of work. So you're not getting shot at.
It's all good. Right? You know, and that's valuable. That's such a valuable lesson to hear from somebody in the military, but also to come out of the military with that. Now, how hard was it for you to reacclimate yourself after you came out of the military?
Extremely difficult.
Was it?
Extremely difficult. Yeah. It still is difficult. And I've been out of the service now for a decade. You know, the hardest part, the swiftest kick in my gut is when I went and I applied at a local retailer for a management position.
Right.
And I was denied employment because I did not have retail management experience.
What? So, you had air traffic control experience, but that wasn't
And I'm not
enough.
Saying it wasn't just. They may have had a certain caliber of individual with a sense of skill set they were looking for. But that was when I realized, like, man, over a decade of my life I just spent in the military, and now I'm coming out, and what I think is a very attractive resume of accomplishments civilians don't understand it.
Right. And yeah, that's what I'm talking about when we're
just
walking
around. And it's not
their
fault. It's not their fault. It's very hard to translate your military experience in a civilianized resume because they don't understand what, you know, non-commissioned officer school looks like, or airman leadership school looks like, or an associate's degree in airway science from the Community College of the Air Force. Like, how does that all work into selling lumber? Right.
Right. Right.
And I needed to do a better job of promoting myself. And I did seek some help from the local veteran resource office, actually down in Davenport, and said, I need help crafting a resume where I'm not constantly explaining myself, because you know how people hire. They zip through resumes. Yes. Sure. Yes. No. No. Yes. Yes. No. They don't spend time actually looking at that single piece of paper and saying, you know, what can this person bring to our team?
I think that when you get for me personally, if you got a resume with somebody that said military on it, I think that'd be in the yes pile right away for consideration, yeah, at least.
Often
you
is.
Know? And that is another thing that's good, you know, if people want to come in and talk to you about that, that, like you said, you went down to Davenport to the Veterans Resource.
Yep.
You can point people in that direction as well.
Yeah. No, we have a great, last night we had Shane Sawyer at our event. Shane is works for Iowa Workforce Development down in the Davenport office, always looking to help veterans transitioning find employment. Not only those veterans that are transitioning out of active duty or active guard status, but also any veteran that's looking for a job. Shane's available to help and provide resources and point you in the right direction. So, again, last night, Veteran Network event in Clinton County, our very first one held at the Great Revivalist Brewery, went very, very well. I was excited by the attendance. Home Base Iowa, again, an amazing program that we have right here in our own backyard. Anything you need, you reach out to Grow Clinton, Jenny or myself. Again, 242-5702-563, 242-5702. You can also visit our office at 721 South 2nd Street, right underneath the South Bridge here in beautiful Clinton, Iowa. Jenny, I want you to have an amazing weekend.
Thank you. I will. Today's my daughter's 30th birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. I'm sure she's just waiting for this episode to come out.
She listens.
Yeah.
They
happy
do.
30th birthday.
I know.
To be 30 again.
30. Mm.
I wouldn't change anything.
No.
Yeah. But my health insurance was probably a little cheaper back then. So, all right, Jenny, well, you have a great day, what's remaining of your day, and a great weekend. And we'll talk to you guys soon. See ya. Thank you for listening to the Grow Clinton podcast. Be sure to subscribe and follow us on all your socials. Until next time, see ya.